USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday finally denounced rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous, but she stopped short of endorsing Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero-bail policies. Police Chief William Scott says they need to consistently do their jobs.
You know, we've had some challenges, and we have to step up some of our game, if you will, and we need to be consistent in doing that. And I know our officers will do it. They've asked for the infrastructure that the mayor will make happen in this declaration, this emergency declaration.
Congressional Democrats are gearing up for a sweeping set of initiatives aimed at decriminalizing marijuana that they plan to take action on this spring. The federal proposals seek to establish 21st century banking services for the nearly $18 billion industry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, said he thinks President Biden's social spending and climate bill, the Build Back Better Act, is dead forever, as Senate Democrats struggle to get their caucus unified behind the legislation.
The good news for the American consumer, there's not going to be any more inflation in your stockings because of Build Back Better. I want to thank Senator Manchin and others for standing their ground. And my belief is that Build Back Better never gets better.
The White House objected to the Graham-requested CBO report, calling it a fake CBO score. Senate Democrats are mulling a long-shot bid to get immigration reform to President Biden's desk. The guidance from parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who this week rejected Democrats' third immigration proposal, is fueling conversations within the Senate Democratic caucus about trying to circumvent the nonpartisan, unelected Senate referee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Construction crews have begun work on a border wall funded by the state of Texas and private donations, Governor Greg Abbott said Saturday. Speaking in front of a segment of the wall in Rio Grande City, Abbott said the barrier is being built using the same materials used by former President Donald Trump, who oversaw construction of 17 miles of barriers in Texas during his time in office.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three companies and Missouri's attorney general are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the Biden administration's vaccine mandates for private businesses with 100 or more employees. Three companies filed an emergency application for an injunction on Friday, saying the Biden administration is pursuing unlimited federal executive power in the vaccine mandate for private businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.